Dedication, I first of all dedicate this work to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is the divine author and the greatest exegete and expounder of the Holy Scripture. My greatest expression of gratitude is directed to Him alone. This work would not have been remotely possible without His grace and mercy that He extended to me. Secondly, I give honor to my pastor, Elder Vaughn Morton, whose life and dedication to truth and biblical principles has profoundly affected the lives of many people, including mine. His ministry and how it has personally affected my life is much appreciated. He is a man that follows God and is an elder among elders. Thank you, Elder Morton, for everything, your advice, your correction, and the time you've spent helping me. I also want to recognize the following elders. My first pastor, Elder Clifford Clark, made a lasting impression on me though I was under his ministry for only a short time. His ability to communicate the gospel is unique and is delivered with deep-seated convictions. When people say that I remind them of Elder Clark, I consider it a tremendous compliment. Thank you, Elder Clark, for your steadfast and positive example. Elder Kenneth, Beau was my second pastor. I owe so much to him, in that a majority of my theology and thinking was formed and established under his ministry. The men's class and courses that he taught over the years to my local church made a tremendous impact on me. His style and method of presentation allowed the students to truly learn, debate, and to actually look at opposing views, as well as expose the students to a real education. Men's class is still an ongoing tradition in the Madera Church. Elder Steve McMullen, who pastored the Madera Church while I was trying to start a work in San Francisco, asked me to assume the pastorate after he resigned. For him, I have the utmost respect and feel truly indebted to this great man of God. Elder E. W. Wheeler, who is a great elder in my life, and whom I have been fortunate enough to be able to spend much time with, has also had a profound impact on my life. His clear thinking, logic, and succinct manner of assessing some of the most complex things in life is uncommon even among us. I appreciate this tremendous man who loves God and who is guided by scriptural principles. His influence persuaded me to begin writing for the Apostolic Voice. Elder Steve Kelly's contribution and involvement in the early part of my ministry as pastor in Madera will never be forgotten. He helped me through a very difficult time, and his knowledge of the Spirit and things of the Spirit is uncanny. I am truly indebted to this anointed man of God. To all the living elders and the elders that have gone on before us, I thank you for preaching the truth and for doing your part to preserve the old paths. This work stands or falls on its own merits. The elders listed above have not endorsed this work and may even disagree with some of it. If you like what you read in this work, then credit them for it. If you disagree with it, then blame me. To those that might think that I am presenting something novel or radically different, please know that I am attempting to codify and systematize the things that we love and the things that we oppose to an up-and-coming generation. We must endeavor to be like those before us who saw the truth for what it was and had this apostolic doctrine established in their own lives and hearts. Brethren, this is my attempt to give you what I see. I ask you to look through my lens to see if it is clear to you. To some, it may seem blurry and somewhat obscure, but just know that I am in earnest when I say that I want my lens to be a precise representation of what is true, an established replication of the lens of the apostles. Not only must each age produce its own interpreters, but each interpreter must make the material his own. Guthrie 1974:11. My approach to exegesis has certain biases for which I make no apologies. Stuart 1984:11. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Ephesians 4:5.